The next stage is the votes being sent in, and then they have to be counted. So January 6th is the formal counting day. There's a ceremony that you go through in the Senate and tally it up. It is allowed under our election law to make objections when the Senate is engaged in that counting and say so-and-so's votes should not count for some reason. The problem, both houses of Congress have to agree for the objection to be any good. And I think it's very unlikely that the Senate and the House would both be persuaded that there was some ground to disregard a state's votes. People make these objections every election cycle. They usually just get ignored because they're not outcome determinative. People say things and want to have their opinions noted on the record. And here people can give speeches. And the Senate does have some power to delay the process, not a lot, like a day or something. And to the extent they want to make one last point, this is a chance to do that. But the chances of it affecting four states' votes, which is the kind of change you would need to actually affect the election, that's really, really slim.